If you heard my word for the day on Sunday the 25th of October, I just wanted to let you know that my bin's back in and I'm out now. But it's sitting on the pavement in the wet isn't much fun, especially now that it's getting dark earlier. However, sitting here has helped me remember something that I recently read. It was about a young boy whose name was Caleb. Caleb feared the dark. He hated to go into bed so much that his mum put a nightlight in his room. However, his dad had a better idea. Caleb couldn't go through life entirely afraid of the dark. So he decided to put a Bible verse on the wall in very large print at the bottom of his bed. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you. Caleb was encouraged to read this verse every night when he got into bed. He trusted his dad and the faith that he had in his God. Reading those words helped him overcome this fear of the dark. By the time he went away to university, that fear was overcome, and he found that same faith in God for himself. In Joshua chapter 1, we read of the transition of the leadership of the people of Israel to Joshua after Moses died. The command to be strong and courageous was repeated several times to Joshua and the Israelites to emphasize its importance. Surely they felt fear and trepidation as they faced an uncertain future. But God reassuringly said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's natural to have fears, but it's detrimental to our physical and our spiritual health to live in a state of constant fear. Just as God encouraged his servants many, many years ago, we too can be strong and courageous because of the one who promises to be with us always. I encourage you to read Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, and pray. Faithful Father, thank you that you're always with me. Help me to remember your promises and to trust in you when I'm afraid. Keep smiling, and God bless you.